whether you agree or disagree with the Affordable Health Care Plan is irrelevant. We could have had input into what the federal government was going to impose on the state of Alabama. Now the federal government's just going to force it on it and impose it on us. We're at their mercy. If there's something that we don't like that they impose on us, we have no say. You know, what's good for Alabama may not be what's good for New York.
One of the explanations that I've heard for why Republican governors in particular might not want to set up the state-based exchanges is because they had obviously been waiting for the outcome of the election, hoping that Mr. Obama would not be in office and that there might be a greater chance of overturning or repealing the Affordable Care Act. And now they're stuck with sort of a deadline that some of them feel might put them in a little bit of a pinch to pull it together. And if they don't pull an exchange together well, you know, they have to take the credit or the fault for that.
Well, they're playing partisan politics with people's lives and people's health care. And this is not the time to be doing that. And I think the country sent a message to these governors that the country's divided. We need more bipartisan support. We need people to come together and work together for the good of the people, not to play partisan politics with people's health care.
Governor Bentley also announced that he was not going to do a Medicaid expansion here in Alabama. That expansion, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, would have included about 350,000 more low-income adult Alabamians in a health insurance program in Medicaid.
And once again, it's disappointing. It shows that he's out of touch with reality and the people of this state of Alabama, and he's out of touch with, you know, with the Medicaid program. You know, I came out and opposed the Amendment 1, borrowing $437 million out of the trust account, trying to, you know, let the governor know we need a permanent fix, not a three-year temporary fix. In 3 years, we're going to be back in this same position with less funding and asking the voters to borrow more money.
The governor has appointed a Medicaid commission that is looking at the issue of Medicaid. What do you expect to come from that?
Well, I find the commission that he's appointing a bit amusing. There's no Democrat legislator on there. There's all Republican legislators, all Republican senators. So we have no input into it. He appointed people to tell him what he wants to hear. And it's just a dog and pony show.
Ultimately, though, the state has the money that it has. And if it doesn't have the money to do an expansion on Medicaid or even fund Medicaid fully the way it is, what would you, as the House Minority Leader, propose that the state does?
Well, number one, they have the money because the people of Alabama just voted to let them borrow $437 million out of the Alabama Trust Fund. Number two, if they would have not voted to do that, we have proposed a $1 cigarette tax. The $1 cigarette tax would have brought in approximately $240 million a year. We're 48th in the country in cigarette tax. It would put us at about 32 in the country in cigarette tax. They signed all these pledges with Ms. Grover Norquist or whoever he is about not passing any new taxes, which is, you know, irrelevant and a bit insane. But we need to readdress tobacco tax. The majority of what's underfunding Medicaid is actually lung cancer and is related directly to smoking and tobacco. So, you know, that's a common sense approach, and that's a voluntary tax that if you don't want to participate in the tax, you don't have to smoke. We also proposed a lottery. We know they wouldn't go with any other form of gaming. The governor, when he ran for election, promised the people of Alabama that he'd allow an up or down vote on gaming. He has not allowed the people to have that vote yet. We're the only state in the South that does not allow some form of legalized lottery gaming.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.